You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time now to catch up with RNIB's campaigns team in Wales. Joining me now from RNIB Cymru are Policy and Public Affairs Manager Liz Williams and External Engagement Coordinator Hannah Rowlett. Welcome in both.
Diolch yn fawr.
Hi.
Well, this month, Liz, attention is firmly focused on the upcoming Senedd elections on May the 7th and the disappointing news that the Welsh Government has made the decision not to make audio voting solutions available at all polling stations in Wales.
RNIB Cymru is incredibly disappointed at the Welsh Government's decision not to make one audio solution available at all polling stations ready for the Senedd elections. This is something that the Welsh Government committed to doing, and they worked with us on a number of trials, or two trials in Wales, one in Cardiff, one in Wrexham. And the aim of those trials was to find a workable and cost-effective audio solution that could then be rolled out in advance of the election. And we know how important having an audio solution at polling stations is to enable blind and partially sighted people to vote. But unfortunately, there just won't be that consistency at this year's Senedd election.
Hannah, you were involved in RNIB's trials of the audio device in Cardiff. What was your experience there like?
I thought that the trials were really productive. There was a great buzz around the room, and we really got to trial lots of different solutions. Everybody was kind of really engaged, and we were also hopeful that we would find some like great solutions that could be implemented across Wales. And the results of the trials were great. We know from the RNIB's turned out report after the general election that only one in four blind and partially sighted people were able to vote independently. And the results of like the tests and the trials that we did, 94% of blind and partially sighted people were able to vote using the solutions that were trialled on the days to vote independently and in secret. So it was really, as Liz said, it was really disappointing that Welsh Government have decided not to coordinate a national kind of intervention.
And when you were speaking to people at the trials, what were some of the experience of other folks who were there? Do you think that they were confident? And are you confident in your ability to vote independently and in secret?
Oh, it's such a difficult kind of thing. I mean, firstly, everybody's an individual. And so some people struggle with different parts of it. It's an inherently a very visual process. So for me, I have very low vision. So the challenges that I have are reading and accessing the ballot paper, but then also marking in the box to kind of, you know, as we know, that cross has to be in the centre of the box in order for it to count. So seeing where to accurately make my mark, and then knowing that I've put it in the right place. So like, have I actually voted for the party that I intended to vote for? And we trialed lots of different solutions for people, and you know, that there was a real kind of optimism, like I said, in the room, that we were kind of moving towards a system that would mean people would be more included. You know, often, you know, myself, for having to rely on somebody else to check that I'd voted in the way that I intended. And it can be really kind of dehumanizing to not be able to kind of cast your democratic vote the way other people can. You know, it kind of makes you feel like your voice isn't as important as other people's. And that's kind of definitely was a shared experience in the room. And like I say, it's a shame, you know, we had such optimism, you know, that the idea that Welsh Government wanted to work with us to find a solution that was going to work is something that we don't always experience. And so to have gone so far and to have had a commitment that there would be something implemented, to then find that, you know, now there isn't going to be, like I said, like, you know, as we keep saying, it is very disappointing.
Liz, RNIB has collated information for returning officers in the upcoming election. What's the important information that they need to be aware of?
Well, the main things we wanted to make them aware of is, you know, what can people request in advance of the election. So because of the Welsh Government's decision not to nationally coordinate one consistent solution, the onus is now on blind and partially sighted people to send returning officers a request for the equipment or reasonable adjustment they might require to vote independently and in secret. So we just wanted to prepare returning officers for that, really, and to let them know that there are a number of different types of equipment, different solutions that people can request. Like Hannah said, you know, there's no one size fits all solution, but the consistency would have been very, very helpful in enabling blind and partially sighted people and polling station staff to really familiarise themselves with the device and know what to expect. So returning officers might receive requests about a number of different solutions, and we just urge them to respond positively and do everything they can just to make the election as accessible as possible.
And for voters, how do they get in touch with their returning officers?
So the best way is to go on the Electoral Commission website and type in their postcode into the search bar on the relevant page, and then it'll take you to a page with the correct contact details. And, you know, we would encourage as many people as possible to send their requests to the returning officers. If anything, it just shows that the demand is there for these types of accessible pieces of equipment. And we actually have a template letter that people can use as well on our website. So people are very, very welcome to use that and change it as much as they like to. But we really encourage people to take that step if they can.
And Liz, is there anything else that people may need to keep in mind ahead of polling day on May the 7th?
Well, it's good to kind of make people aware of what they can expect when they turn up at the polling station, you know, so there will be large print ballot papers there. There will be a tactile voting device. So, you know, these things definitely have to be there. We also know that people are welcome to take a smartphone in if they want to use a CNAI app or another text-to-speech app if they want to. I suppose the problem with this is not everyone has a smartphone. And again, it puts the onus on people to sort of bring in the equipment they need instead of having it there for them. But it's good for people to be aware that those things will be there. So do ask for them if you want to use them. And, you know, ask the staff there for help navigating around if you need it. But, ultimately, we want people to be able to actually vote in secret and independently. So, you know, make that request in advance and hopefully it'll be a positive experience.
Thinking further ahead, Hannah, what would you like to see happen next for accessible voting here in Wales?
I would love for Welsh Government to continue that conversation with us. Obviously, we haven't been able to find a solution this time, but we'd like for that kind of communication to continue and communication with like the Electoral Commission. You know, we want to see audio solution be put on the list, the mandatory list for items that must be at every polling station in Wales. And I guess that's what we will be working towards in time for the next election.
Liz, what's the best way for people to follow along with the work of the RNIB campaigns team more widely and get involved themselves?
So please do keep an eye on our social media channels, so Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. We're keeping our pages up to date as this campaign progresses, and we have our RNIB Cymru web pages as well. But you're always welcome to get in touch with a member of our team and chat further about how you can support any campaigns that are currently running.
From RNIB Cymru, Policy and Public Affairs Manager Liz Williams and External Engagement Coordinator Hannah Rowlett. Thanks both for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.
Diolch.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.